even in a week that's filled with bombings and poisoning investigations. For many people, the saddest moment in the news was when Brian Anderson, an Oregon sheriff, had to turn away in tears as he announced that James Kim's body had been found. "I'm crushed," he said. He was a real superhero. Mr. Kim and his wife, Katie, their daughters, 4-year-old Penelope, and their 7-month-old baby, Sabine, were stranded in their car in a heavy snow after making a wrong turn onto a logging road west of Grants Pass, Oregon. The Kims lived in San Francisco, where James Kim worked for a tech news website. His family owned 2 boutiques and a coffee shop where he stopped each day, buying a double latte in the morning and a frapp that he brought home to his wife each night. They were driving home from Thanksgiving in Seattle and missed a turn when snow began to fall and their car got stuck. The logging road they turned down should be blocked off by a gate in November. It's considered hazardous in winter, but authorities said yesterday that vandals apparently cut the lock. The gate was open. For a week, the Kims huddled and ate berries, baby food, and crackers. After a few days, they had to burn their tires to keep warm and to try to attract attention. When they ran out of food, Katie Kim, who's still nursing their baby, breastfed 4-year-old Penelope, too. Now, in these times of mobile phones, instant messages, and global positioning satellites, it's hard to imagine that you can be lost and out of reach anywhere in the United States. Many news accounts have tried to imagine the pain, cold, hunger, and fright the family must have felt, the excruciating uncertainty day after day, as they weren't found and couldn't know that hundreds of people were searching for them. What might have been hardest for James and Katie Kim was to see and hear their children suffer. So after a week stuck in the wilderness and no sign of rescue, James Kim decided that a father has to do whatever he can to save his family, or die trying. He struck out to try to find help. Hungry, weak, and wearing only street clothes, James Kim, a city boy from San Francisco, walked and crawled for 10 miles over sharp ledges through bristling forests and swam through freezing creeks. 2 days after he left, Katie Kim and their daughters were found. Their health is good. But 2 days after that, James Kim was found dead in a ravine of exposure. So much of modern popular culture depicts parents who are goofy, foolish, clueless, and slightly pathetic. Almost every parent is certain they would risk their life for those they love. James Kim actually made that sacrifice. As Joe Hyatt, a member of the rescue team searching for James Kim, told reporters this week, "He must have been an extremely amazing individual. I would only hope I could do the same for my family."